And we are standing in His presence on holy ground. Father, we give you the praise. We thank you, Lord, because of your presence and for this ground. Glory to your name. One more time, lift your voice and ask the Lord to speak His word into your life. Ask Him to give you access into His presence today by the new and the living way, by the blood of Jesus. Speak to Him. The Lord, the praise as you take your seat. 1 minute. Welcome everyone here tonight in Jesus' precious name. We shall be having an extensive intercessory session tonight. But before we step in there, we shall be completing what we started on Sunday, channels of access to the Word. This will be part 3. Channels of accessing the Word. And from Sunday we began by trying to understand. I'm sure that the media will recap on that. Understanding the avenues to accessing insight by way of objective into the Word of God. And we began by looking at those various channels. First of all, we looked at reading of the Word of God as the channel number one. And then, channel number two was through searching and studying the Word of God. Reading the Word. Searching and studying the Word. Channel number three was through meditation on the Word of God. By meditation on the Word of God, we can get revelation and insight. Number four was through listening to the teaching and preaching of the Word, like we are doing right now. Through listening to the teaching and the preaching of the Word. We shall look at number five and number six as we round off tonight. Number five is through the reading or through reading Word based materials. True reading. Word-based materials. And that refers majorly in bracket to books. Anointed books. In Daniel chapter 9 and in verse 2, Daniel said, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books. I, Daniel, understood by books. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 13, Paul the apostle was speaking and he said, the cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee and the books. I left my cloth with Carpus. Timothy, when you are coming to visit me, bring that cloak. But my books. But most importantly, the parchments. Parchments are the jottings, the recordings, the journals. Men of worth are men of books. If you are going to see anybody who is worth anything, it's a person of books. One day I saw the comment of a person, young lady, who said, "I hate books." And immediately I saw, to me it meant, I hate life, I hate worth, I hate the future. That person is long out of job looking for food to eat. I hate books. Somebody said, if you want to hide anything from a fool, put it in a book, because you won't read it. And if you want to hide anything from most of us from this part of the world, you put it in a book. Information is what prevents deformation. Anybody who is not informed in life will be deformed in destiny. No wonder Paul said, study to show yourself approved of God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Books. Daniel was bookmade. Paul the apostle was bookmade. If you begin to speak with God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo, he will tell you the books he read and the time that those books changed his life. The man God uses, Oswald J. Smith. Purpose of Pentecost. T.L. Osborne. And several of the books, he will mention the dates and the time that he read those books and what they did to him. Books were part of my own Bible school. The Apostle of Faith, Smith Wigglesworth. Adventures in God, John G. Lake. The Power of Prayer, E.M. Barnes. The Man God Uses, Oswald J. Smith. Why Revival Tarries, Leonard Ravenhill. Sodom Had No Bible, Leonard Ravenhill. These were books. Herald of His Coming. And several of those materials, they were so impactful in changing and forming and shaping our lives and destinies growing up. Books, anointed books. Now let me tell you three things of the importance of books in two or three ways. Number one, books facilitate understanding. The Bible said, Daniel said, I understood by books. What you are trying to understand by yourself, one book will just explode your understanding. Understanding the power of God, the word of God, understanding the working of the anointing, understanding kingdom financial supplies, like God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo when he read the book of Glory and Kenneth Copeland. Understanding the Holy Spirit. Books facilitate understanding. Secondly, books provokes active learning spiritually. I'm talking of spiritual books now. They provoke active learning spiritually. And learning triggers progress. Arise, shine, your light is come. Spiritual books activate spiritual learning, and spiritual learning activates spiritual progress. I like us to understand that there is a difference between listening and reading. The two are important. After I finish this, I'm going to go to listening. But there is a difference between listening and reading. I preach the message, Making Foolproof of Ministry, during the minister's conference. It was turned into a book, Making Foolproof of Your Ministry. Listening to the message has much power. Reading the book of it has more. But this is the difference. Reading is active learning. Listening is learning, but it is passive. You are not doing anything, it is just entering your ears. But in reading, you are taking the words and making them letters. And you are taking the letters and making them pictures. And the brain is doing all of this in the split of a second. And you are taking the pictures and turning them into understanding. So the man who reads will have a far more developed brain. And have far more drastic understanding than just listening. Am I communicating at all? Because when I say W-H-I-T-E, you are not doing just the letters. You are getting the word and then turning the word to a picture. When I say W-H-I-T-E, when you see it in a book, and then B-I-R-D. B-I-R-D, what's that? The first one. So we're talking of what? And so what? You are not just seeing that later now. It has formed into a word, and the word has turned into a picture, a white bird. So it forms in the image of your mind. That is the power of reading. Am I communicating at all? So reading facilitates active learning, which brings about progress. Thirdly, reading reveals the stories behind the glories of spiritual men and women. The stories behind the glories. Because for every glory that you see, there is the story behind. When you see in Job chapter 42 and in verse 10 that God turned the captivity of Job, that is the end. That's the glory. Now, so you go behind and see the whole of the story. And that is what reading does. I'm aware of people who advocate that you should ensure that there is a book everywhere you are. A book in the restroom, books just on the top somewhere there. You are on the throne, just open and looking at least even if it's two or three pages. Somewhere, just everywhere. I believe that God will give upon us the discipline of reading and a reading culture that will change our lives. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. So, number five way in which we can access light and revelation is through reading word-based materials, which is also anointed books. Number six is through re-listening. Re-listening to the preached word. You listened before. Then you listened again. This is the place of the CDs, the DVDs, and so forth. In Psalm 62, verse 11, it said, once God has spoken once, twice have I heard this. I was in the service when it was preached, but I went back home to hear it again. How many of you have ever picked up a CD, a message, a DVD or something? And you went back home and you listened to it. And you were in that service, but you heard something in the message that you didn't hear in the church. You heard something. You heard a phrase. You heard a line. You heard something completely you never heard in the church. I've listened to some of my own messages before. And I was amazed at the weight of words that came and wondered even when certain of them came. In Proverbs chapter 5 verse 11, Solomon was narrating the ordeal of the man who will not release him. He said, "And thou mourn at last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. They gave you instruction before, but you refused to receive the instruction back." Said that caused certain things for someone. Now look at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21. Isaiah chapter 30 and in verse 20 and in verse 21. He said, "And though the Lord give thee the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." Meaning is, whatever happens in your life, don't be far from the voice of your teachers. Not just the voice as it is now, but in your iPod and iPad. Just be connected to continuous flow of instruction. Now there are two or three things that this will do for you. The importance of re-listening. Number one, contact with the voice, or rather continual contact with the voice of one's teacher, enhances the transference of spirit. Impartation, the transference, the spirit of the teacher, the spirit of the preacher, the spirit of the pastor flows in the voice of that pastor. And the spirit entered as he spake. Ezekiel chapter 2 and in verse 2. "The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. God made us in his image. If the spirit of God flows through the speakings of God, the spirit that is a man carries flows through the speakings of his voice." I heard the story of a young man. He was a medical student in university in those days. And he was on fire the same way we were in our days. And he kept on listening to Kenneth Hagin's message. This is in the 80s. He said he listened to it over and over and over. And one night, this was tape cassette. One night around 3 a.m., while he was listening, something jumped from the cassette recorder, from the cassette, into him. That is, physically jumped out of the tape, into him. And that was, bam, a teaching mantle landed at the frequency of Kenneth Hagin. The spirit, like they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. You know how the spirit of Elijah came upon Elisha? As they walked and talked, all of a sudden, the chariot came, and as he took him, the mantle landed. And so you contact. If you have a father that is a lion, and you continue to listen to his voice, your chicken heart dies. It just quenches your vegetable heart. All of a sudden, you are lionized and ruggedized, and people see you can't recognize you. If he carries a favor on his life, in the course of hearing, that favor lands on you. If he has the grace of insight in light, as you listen, that grace lands upon you. If he has the mantle of speed, is not delayed in life. As you listen to it, the same speed comes upon you. If it's not a failure, nothing like failure can hang around you. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? That is what happens to you when you connect with the spirit of your pastor. One day I was preaching in the church, and I was preaching faster than I'm preaching now. I'm preaching the kind of preaching that people will not sit down until the preaching is over.
I was preaching about the unction, which gives rise to the action, which gives rise to the motion, which gives rise to the function. I was talking like that and talking with that frequency. At the end of the service, the pastor told me, he said, "Can you hear, Bishop? We hear the pastor's voice. I feel his spirit with you." I said, "But the way I'm preaching is not the way he preached. He preaches." I said, almost everybody was standing throughout the service. And he's talking calmly. He said, "That's not what I'm talking about. Inside that fire, I could still feel the spirit of your father." Wow. That is what I'm talking about. Am I communicating? That is what I'm talking about. I still sense the spirit. So it's not a matter of whether you are in business or here or there. There is just something about you that is communicating the mantle that you are under. And even while somebody is hearing this now, I declare the release of speed. Well, when the Leeds conference, the young man who was doing his PhD in mathematics, remember the young man? And he was doing some Stokal equations and hydrodynamics and speed fluid dynamics and so on. Very, very complex, terrible mathematical doctorate. And that they brought him under one of the most notorious, terrible professors of mathematics in England. And the man started, when he greeted the man, he almost didn't answer well. It took him about 6 hours, they sat together to convince him on equations. The man said, why do you think I should pass you? If you see this young man, he was in a park, was it which? Day Church, which one? The one that Karimu Church. As a technician, as a media man, before he went for his PhD, as the only one from his family. At the end of the day, when he literally floored the man said, "You are too good, I have to give you this." After 6 hours of sitting and how long will you be able to talk mathematics? That 6 hours. He said, "You know what?" He said, "What helped me is from the preaching of my pastor." He said, "You know what? Before our pastor will preach, he will tell you objective." He said the outline, the way he outlined the message, it just influenced him on how to outline the matter. What am I about to achieve in this equation? He will outline them and just kill it. That is, he is using a preaching mantle to have a mathematics PhD. Yes. I will ask him to send me the title of the equation. I'll read it for you. You wrote it down. Stokal equation. Yes.
It said, numerical method for stochastic Alankine equation and stochastic fractional partial equation.
That was what he wrote it down when the man was talking. Forward it to me. Hallelujah. Beloved brothers and sisters, something is coming upon you. If the mantle you are under is not failing, every spell of failure on your life is broken. If the mantle you are under is not struggling, every trace of struggle in your life is broken. If the mantle in your life is not stranded, every trace of that is broken. And tonight I decree every ancestral curse, every generational power that is arrayed to limit your destiny by the same mantle that has not permitted ancestral curse or generational curse to limit us, by the same mantle, I declare that yoke is broken. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. The second thing that happens, continual contact with the voice of your teachers enhances the transference of spirit. And then, the second
thing to note, or the second importance, is contact with the voice of your teachers can provoke access to the voice of your maker. He said, you shall not remove your teachers far from you. And when you have done that, thine ears shall hear a voice behind thee. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21. God, using the voice of your teachers, speaks to you. Out of that voice, you get to hear his voice. That is, you are stranded for a particular direction. You are stranded for a particular light. And here comes the voice of your teachers. It provokes access to the voice of your maker. Very important. And thirdly, re-listening, and in this case I'll also mention reading and re-listening is the pathway to nobility. Nobility, spiritual nobility. You become all of a sudden a noble person in the realm of the spirit. A valuable person. Not one that the devils can toy with. A respectful person. Someone that forces of hell must respect. Why do I say so? Acts chapter 17 verse 11. After the people in Berea church heard this message in the service, when they went back home, they researched it again. Look at start from verse 10. Acts 17. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas, who by night went unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily. After hearing the word, when they went back home, they were still with the word, whether those things were so. So they were noble. They were respectable. They were respectable. They were dignified. They were not an easily molestable group of people by the forces of hell. I see someone rising in nobility. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. I think we can all try this and see. After a service and a message, try and listen to that message again before the next service. Just try and listen to the message again. Try and go through that message again before the next service. And identify action points. Identify the things that you may not have picked. Maybe the preacher was too fast. And now you can pick them. You can pause the message and then write down and then continue the play. And then pause it again. And be able to glean everything you must glean. When I sit down and listen to messages, there are various things that I do when I listen. As I'm writing the message, I will put an asterisk and say action. And then write down the action. Based on what I'm hearing, I will cycle the action. And then continue writing. By the time the service or whatever is through, I will come back and harvest. All I'll be pulling out is the action. I'll just pull out from the note all the actions I identified. And I will do my best to take steps in those actions. You see, until steps are taken, progress is never made. It doesn't matter what you hear. If steps are not taken, progress can never be made. It is the taking of steps that constitutes the making of progress. If you are ever going to make progress, and if you will ever see anybody who make progress in life, they take steps. It's a new day for you. Stand up on your feet. There are so many Christians whose lives are the same year to year to year to year. They are ever listening according to Paul the Apostle, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. They are ever receiving, but nothing is changing. They are almost becoming like a storage of information. And information without application is frustration. It's information is not what we need, it's revelation.
Revelation is applied information. What do I do with what I am hearing? Information without application is frustration, is stagnation. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't add anything to anybody. I perceive it's a new day. In Jesus' precious name. We're going to go into some intercessions right now. But before we do that, you're going to lift up your voice and your hands and appreciate God for this moment. Thank Him for His word to you. Appreciate Him for His word to you. Appreciate Him for what you have received tonight. Father, thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we glorify you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, Elohim. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say after me and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To hear,
your word
once
and
hear
again.
In the name of Jesus, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace
to
make progress
with your word.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive the grace
to make progress
with your word.
I receive that grace
now
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus.
Psalm 103:1-3. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Another is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Bless the Father.
Father.
Thank you.
For your goodness.
And mercy. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the revival.
For the revival.
In America.
Thank you.
For souls saved.
Bodies
healed.
Life delivered.
And destinies transformed.
And revived.
For you alone be all the praise.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Bless
the Father.
Thank you.
For your goodness.
And mercy.
Thank you.
For the revival.
In America.
Thank you, Lord.
For souls saved.
Bodies
healed, life delivered,
and
destinies transformed and revived.
To
you alone
be
all the praise.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open
your mouth and begin to pray.
But
I will thank you for your goodness,
Lord,
and your mercies.
Thank you for the revival of America.
Lord, thank you for the soul saved.
Bodies
healed, life transformed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father,
for the voice
of Shana Pena
that was healed in New York.
15 years
since Shana Pena that was healed.
3 years
since the talent that
was restored.
We give you all the praise.
That lady
that was healed
in the in
Houston,
that came at the
fire in New York.
We speak
with the miracles.
We give you
all the praise.
Bless
that testimony
in New York.
That young
boy
who you get the
impression in the
dreams.
We give you
all the praise
for the
fire in production.
Thank you for
the program
in Chicago.
Laugh
for the explosion
in Chicago.
We give you
all the praise.
Thank us,
miracles.
That was a campus.
We give you
praise, O God,
for the lady
that was healed of
tired of oppression.
Our flesh
was restored
in the
program.
We give you
praise, O God.
We shut
the black of pain.
Redempted
Bratokata.
Laugh
us for the fire
that
was released
in new
dimension.
Father,
we give you praise
for
all you did in
New York.
Chicago,
we give you
praise.
The fire
in
the U.S.
We say thank you,
Father.
We give you
praise.
The fire
in
the New York.
The fire
in Chicago.
Like
a fire, like a
fire,
like a fire,
like a fire,
like a fire,
like a fire, like a
fire, like a fire,
like a
fire, like a
fire, like a fire,
like a fire,
like a
fire, like a fire,
like
a fire,
like
a
Father, we give you praise.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus'
mighty name
we have prayed.
If you believe that,
let your
amen roar like thunder.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and Revelation 12, verse 11. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Lift up your voice. You are going to pray with me. Say with me, Father.
Father,
we take authority, over every demonic reprisal and counter-attack of your deed in all our meetings.
Father,
we bring
such
attack
and defeat
into defeat and failure by your blood, in the name of Jesus.
Father,
we take authority over every demonic
reprisal
and counter-attack of your deed in all our meetings.
Father,
we bring such
attack
into defeat
and
failure
by the blood
of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to
In Jesus' name we have prayed. Second Chronicles chapter 5, 13 and 14. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard, in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Lift up your right hand and say after me, say, Father, we commit
a
short dedication,
outreach
program
this week
into your hands.
We ask
for this invasion
of
your glory
in the land,
leading to the salvation
and
liberation
of
fortitude.
Lord,
in Jesus' name, say, Father,
we
commit
the
church
dedication,
outreach
program
this week
into your hands.
We ask for the investment
of
your glory
in the land.
Leading
to
the salvation
and
liberation
of multitude.
In the name of Jesus,
the invention of your glory in the lands, leading to the salvation and liberation of multitudes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we commit the church dedication of this program this week into your hand. We ask for the invention of your glory in the lands, leading to the salvation and liberation of multitudes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Zechariah chapter 2 and in verse 5. Zechariah 2:5. For I,
saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. And Leviticus 26:6. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. Say this with me. Father, thank you.
Thank you.
For building a wall of fire round about your church,
dunamis,
and our members,
thereby
shielding her against the assault of evil beasts.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Father,
thank you
for building a wall of fire
round about
your church,
dunamis,
and our members,
thereby
shielding her
against the assault
of evil beasts. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice
and
thank you.
Let us have a wall of fire.
Thank you for the wall.
Of fire,
church, you are
running and
having a
In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Lift your hand and pray. Say, Father, we take authority
over
every enemy weapon formed, fashioned, and targeted
against
Dunamis and her membership worldwide. We declare that these weapons be retrieved and refired back to senders on all sides in Jesus' name. Pray again. Say, Father, we take authority
over
every enemy weapon formed, fashioned, and targeted against
Dunamis
and our membership worldwide. We declare that these weapons be retrieved and refired back to senders on all sides in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we take authority over every enemy weapon formed, fashioned, and targeted against Dunamis and our membership worldwide. We declare that these weapons be retrieved and refired back to centers on all sides in the name of Jesus. We refire these weapons back to centers on every side. We fire these weapons back to sender on every side.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Zechariah chapter number 8 verse 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations. Even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands and pray. After me, say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you turn
every member of your church,
tsunami.
Into a magnet,
of souls.
by the exhibition
of your goodness
and mercy.
Through their lives.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Say, Father,
we ask
that you turn
every member
of your church,
tsunami,
into a magnet
of souls.
By the exhibition
of your goodness
and mercy.
Through their lives.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
lift up your voice and pray.
Jesus, we are praying. Acts 13:44 and John 15:16. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Lift up your voices and say, Father,
we ask
that you continually
send us
the rain of crowd gathering
word
and attention,
commanding miracles
that will virtually empty
whole
cities
to
seek you in your church
in
Dunamis and cause them to abide.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you continually send us the rain of crowd gathering word and attention, commanding miracles that will virtually empty whole cities to seek you in your church,
tsunamis,
and cause them
to abide.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voices, make that a prayer. Attention, commanded word, miracles, oh God, the rain of the word that will pull the multitude. In the name of Jesus Christ, Psalm 84 and verse 7.
They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Pray after me, Father.
Father,
we ask for a divine visitation,
in
tonight's power communion service, resulting in enhanced health and strength. Let nobody live the same way they came, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for a divine visitation in tonight's power communion service, resulting in enhanced health and strength. Let nobody live the same way they came, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and let's pray. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Joel chapter 2 and verse 3 and then Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. A fire devourer before them and behind them a flame bonnet. The land is as the garden of Eden before them and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yeah, nothing shall escape them. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Can we lift our right hand as we pray this prayer? Say, Father,
Father,
we commit
the forthcoming
Zimbabwe
and South Africa
healing
and deliverance
crusades
into your hands.
We ask
that your fire
will
go before us
to
prepare
the ground,
and we apply
for
the wisdom
and the
grace
for
the stability
of your
Our
foreign missions.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Again,
say, Father,
we
commit
the
forthcoming
Zimbabwe
and
South Africa
healing
and deliverance
crusades
into your
hands.
We
ask
that
your
fire
will
go
before us
to
prepare
the
ground,
and
we apply
for
the wisdom
and
grace
for
the stability
of
our foreign
missions.
Oh Lord,
in the name of
Jesus,
lift up
the voice
of prayer.
Jesus Christ. Psalm 22 verse 27. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. Daniel 4:17. Verse 28 first. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. Somebody say amen. Daniel 4:17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. Lift up your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that you take your place in the affairs of our nation, Nigeria, and frustrate every evil device of the wicked, and confirm that you, the Most High, rule in the kingdom of men. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you take your place in the affairs of our nation in Nigeria. Frustrate every evil device and the wicked.
Of the wicked,
and confirm
that you,
the Most High, rules in the kingdom of men.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray.
Jesus, precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. The Bible says this is the confidence we have in him, that if we pray in accordance with his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we know that we have our petitions. We're going to go ahead. 5 minutes of celebration. You are going to let God know you believe that something has happened tonight, and that the prayers for tonight's service and for your life, those prayers are answered. While the celebrations are on, the chains will be broken. The yokes will be broken. Can you give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise? 5 minutes. Shake the hands of 3 people around you. That's 5:30. That's 5 minutes. Shake the hands of 3 people around you and tell them, get ready for a complete change of story. 5 minutes.
Oh,
tonight. There is something more that God is breaking right now. We'll deal with it more extensively on Sunday service. This ancestral curse. Listen to this. Household witchcraft. People from your family who want you dead. People from your family who are still surprised that you have not died. People from your father's house who will be happy to hear calamity. Today, what they wish you, they shall experience. Today, the witches and the wizards in your father's house, responsible for negative experiences, today they shall be exposed. Lift your hands everywhere you are and say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every household witchcraft,
every household witchcraft
fighting my life,
fighting my destiny.
Witchcraft,
witchcraft
from bitterness,
bad will.
Today, that's a helper. Today
is
your end. Every altar of witchcraft, household witchcraft, fighting my life,
and everyone
that is in charge
and
connected
to this witchcraft,
receive your judgment by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Receive your judgment by fire now. Every power of witchcraft in the household, witchcraft in the household, witchcraft in the family, witchcraft in the office. Every power of witchcraft in the household, witchcraft in the family, witchcraft. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Witchcraft in the family. Witchcraft in the workplace. Witchcraft in the neighborhood. Every such witchcraft, both the witchcraft and the agents, receive your judgment by fire.
Amen.
Lift your voice now and say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every power of bitterness, witchcraft, evil wishes in my family, in my workplace, in my neighborhood. All you witchcraft altar and agents of witchcraft, receive your judgment of fire. Open your mouth and pray. Receive your judgment of fire. 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 Receive your judgment. Receive your judgment. Receive your judgment. Receive your judgment. Receive your judgment.
reveals it to reverse it.
Yes.
We are praying based on revelation. Lift up your hands now. In a short while, I will ask you to scream fire. The fire will be catching them where they are, and the fire will be burning every deposit in your body, in your life, in your family, in your resources. That is a projection of that witchcraft. Another cult power. Lift your hands up. your hands and just worship Him. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you because something broke. Overnight tonight, God will show you the sign. Before this weekend is over, you will hear the news that something broke, something that is trying to fight your life and fight your destiny. Something broke. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Something happened to you tonight. God gave you a freedom from an affliction in your body just now. God gave you an encounter from the witchcraft covens just now. Quickly step forward and let us know what happened. For a starter, somebody with a knee has just been healed. And there's somebody who matched charm like there is a like ant bite on the leg. God just healed and disappeared that thing back to hell. The fear of cancer dies right now. And above all, the fear of death. You shall fulfill your days. And you cannot be cut short before your time. Father, thank you because it is gone. Be glorified.